So I've had three of these lamps now in the last week. This is a lamp that was in our studio.
What do you mean in the last week?
In the last week, I've had three of these lamps. So the kind of, you see them, the stainless steel single lamp that has a single bulb. And
that one was in the green room.
It's a junk.
Well, no, this one was yeah.
Oh, no, that's yours, right? Oh, that one is
I thought
there.
That was mine, so I brought it from the green room.
I wondered what you were doing.
In the process, it came apart. And then you try to screw it back together, where you've got three pieces that screw from the base.
Yeah.
Then a piece comes up. And I can't ever get them to go back together. They never, once you, I mean, it's made so poorly or cheaply that once you...
That's why you buy them for $25.
Oh, right. My God.
That's
whatever happened to having a lamp for 25 years?
Now you broke it.
This was the one that was supposed to be in the group.
I thought I was doing us a favor.
You broke it.
Well, disavow any knowledge of this, shall you?
I will.
Will you please?
Ixnay on the amplay.
Lean it in the corner.
On the oak bray.
Brace it with a chair. Then when somebody sits down the chair, I'm going, oh, man.
Oh,
look what
dude,
you did.
I don't
That's
know.
That's okay. We've got a whole warehouse full of them. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man.
This is the Tony Gates Morning Show with Michelle McCormick and Uncle Buck on WLAV Grand Rapids, a Cumulus station. Classic Rock 97 LAV.
People killed by a gunman in a gay nightclub in Orlando.
Homemade device exploded at the check-in area of Shanghai's busy Pudong Airport.
Police in Florida say they are not sure why a 27-year-old man shot and killed singer Christina Grimmie as she was signing autographs after a concert.
The 70th annual Tony Awards.
Belmont Stakes, one heck of a horse race.
Too close to goal!
Creator the winner by a nose.
Powerful explosion has rocked the Lebanese capital.
Hockey Stanley Cup final.
Kids don't seem to be getting the message about bullying, according to the latest National Youth Risk Behavior Survey.
Bullying, both in person and electronic, has remained at a troubling 20% and 16%, respectively.
Chilling silver lining to New England's opioid crisis.
6 years ago, organ donations coming from those who overdosed on opioids was 1 in 20. Last year, it was 1 in 5.
Here in New England, with the epidemic, we have definitely seen an increase in organ donors related to the drug overdose deaths.
Tragedy in Orlando, over 50 dead so far, 53 in some critical condition, 53 wounded. But does it have to lead with it's a gay nightclub? I mean, wouldn't say 50 killed in a straight nightclub.
Well, I think that's part of the point. I think it's just
because
it's a gay nightclub. It's a gay club.
Yes. But doesn't that foster hate in the headline?
Well, I think that's maybe had something to do with why that club was targeted. So
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. So it is. It was It is important to the story.
We've got via our website, WLAV.com, a link. And it's, how can I help? What can I do? I mean, we're here and we hear this and it's horrible and your heart goes out and you're going, well, what can I do, Michelle?
Well, what you can do is you can give blood to your local blood bank, Grand Valley down here or Michigan MI Blood Bank down here. You can do that. Also, we have a link to, if you have frequent flyer miles.
Are they sending the blood from Michigan to Florida?
Well, it's always a good thing to give blood anytime. And so when the blood runs, I mean, not directly, but they could. I mean, there could be a point where Florida calls upon other states who have, you're fixing that lamp. You're still trying to fix that darn lamp.
That cracks me up.
Okay, well, anyway, so.
You just sort of left it alone.
I'm listening. I am paying attention.
Guys,
I can do more than one thing at a time.
I know. Okay, so
no, you can't.
Florida may call on other states for blood for their victims. And so if they do, then then that's why. So summer's always a time
when they
use
blood. What about the mileage thing?
This is really a good idea, too. If you have extra frequent flyer miles, there's a link at WLAV.com how you can donate them, because the Red Cross uses those to travel to areas that are in need. And right now, Orlando's one of them. Okay, all at WLAV.com.
Take a look at our sports from the weekend.
I'm OJ from 107.3 WBBL with your 97 LAV Sports. The Tigers took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees over the weekend, including yesterday's 4-1 win. Another strong outing from Michael Fulmer, who went 6 innings, allowing only 2 hits and 3 walks to go along with 3 strikeouts. Fulmer, along with the Cubs' Jake Arrieta, are the only pitcher since 1893 to go 4 straight games of at least 6 scoreless innings. Next up, the Tigers visit Chicago to take on the White Sox for the start of a 3-game series. They'll send Matt Boyd to the mound. That begins tonight with first pitch at 8:10. The Whitecaps, on the other hand, dropped 2 out of 3 over the weekend to the Lansing Lugnuts, falling yesterday 5-3 in 11 innings. The Whitecaps go on the road for 7 games before the All-Star break and start a 3-game series in for a win against the Tin Caps tonight. First pitch is at 7:05. In the NHL, the Penguins are Stanley Cup champions as they beat the San Jose Sharks 3-1 to take that series 4-2. In the NBA, the Warriors will look to close out the Cavaliers in five as they hold a 3-1 advantage. That game tips off at 9. The Warriors will be without Draymond Green, who was suspended after tapping LeBron James on the groin. And Joey Logano won the Firekeepers 400 at MIS yesterday. I'm OJ from the Eric Zane Show, and that's your 97 LAV Sports.
Well, I'm just looking at the Tigers here. Were you outside all weekend, or you missed part of a lot of the Tiger games?
I missed all of the Tigers games.
I'm telling you, Ian Kinsler is just on a tear. Saturday, he got 5 RBIs. Yesterday, another home run and 2 RBIs, and he scored 2 runs. You look at the first 6 batters in the Tigers' order. Here's their batting average. Kinsler, 316. Maben, 375. Cabrera, 297. Victor Martinez, 333. J.D. Martinez, 273. But then Castellanos at 305. Boy, I wouldn't want to be a pitcher facing them. And now we got 3 in Chicago, and they're swooning. Oh, brother. Come on, Tigers, let's go. Still 3 games behind Cleveland.
When they play tonight, did you say 7:30?
Yep, 3 games in Chicago and then 4 games in Kansas City. A long road trip.
All right, go Tigers.
Weather here for today, it's going to be partly cloudy, a little more humid today with a high of 82. Chance of a shower, slight chance tomorrow, high of 80. 82 Wednesday with a chance of rain again. But hot and humid weekend coming at us again next weekend. Summertime's here, kids. Summertime.
Have you watched Game of Thrones yet, or do we have to not
talk
about that?
I've not seen it yet.
Okay.
I've not seen it yet.
We'll hold that one.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
But you did talk about the Emmys, the 70th annual Emmys, and Hamilton
Tonys.
Or the Tonys. Hamilton was nominated for 16, and they won 11. The creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda, his acceptance speech, he, of course, put it in a sonnet. He wrote it in a sonnet. But one of the things was, this is what he said, we chase the melodies that seem to find us until they're finished songs and start to play. When senseless acts of tragedy remind us that nothing here is promised, not one day. He was talking about Orlando. And he went on to say, so it's a pretty impressive acceptance speech. And I was thinking, I'm wondering if this runs long, are they going to start the music because he's talking about Orlando? I mean, it would be so insensitive.
Tacky, right.
But it didn't. It didn't run long, and it was very, very good. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's pretty interesting. Come to him.
It's a sonnet. Yeah. The guy's an amazing talent. But you know who looked good last night? Carole King. When was the last time you saw her? She came out and presented an award.
Barbara Streisand? Last time I saw her, Carole King was on the Today Show. Meredith Vieira's last day, they brought Carole King, her favorite artist, to sing her goodbye. Sing her off. Send her off. And but Carole King, yeah. Did she sing?
No.
Oh.
Not that I saw.
Okay.
I was flipping around. I was doing all kinds of stuff.
I'll watch it today.
Saturday. I just wanted to see.
Did you watch the OJ thing?
No.
On Saturday night? The 5-part series that ESPN is doing, but they put it on ABC or NBC? Whatever.
I didn't even hear anything about
Saturday
it.
Saturday night?
It would be ABC.
ABC.
ESPN.
So ABC, Saturday night, they put the first 2-hour episode, and it was way back. It's all documentary. It's 5-part. And you know how ESPN, they do those 30-30s. They're so great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is that same team that made this. It's a 30-30 and or 30-for-30, whatever they're called. And it started back way back when he was just a kid. And it really interesting how he didn't want to take part when Muhammad Ali and those guys and all the famous black athletes were standing up and saying no because of the civil rights thing. This was 1967, and OJ said, no, I'm fine. I'm good. I want to be OJ. I don't want to be black or white. I just want to be OJ. But in the USC versus UCLA, the run that made him famous, it was kind of, that's the first episode. But it's really well done. I'm sure it's on demand now. But ESPN, yeah.
Did he confess?
No, we're not that. We're at when he's in college and when he's in high school. So but it's stuff footage that you've never seen.
He will confess before he goes.
You think so?
Mark my words.
No way.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
He will. He will.
He is so pompous.
Well, that's one of the reasons he'll confess is because he knows he got away with murder. They put him in prison for something else, and he can't be retried for it as a double jeopardy,
no.
So he will confess.
It opens with him before a parole board now, and what he's saying, and they're saying, you know, when, how many times have you been arrested, and when was the first time, and it was like, poof. Yeah. I mean, his wife, his first wife, Norma, whatever her name was, it was L. Collins' girlfriend. He stole it from his best friend. He stole her from his best friend because he was OJ. They all said, oh, that's okay. I mean, this guy has been...
Well, he got away with a lot.
Yeah.
Including murder.
Talked
double murder. Double
everything.
Homicide.
Yeah. So anyway, it's really well done. And that was on Saturday night.
I missed that.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night. What
Tigers
were
on.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
It was a gorgeous
weekend. Justin Verlander.
It was a gorgeous weekend.
Yes, it was.
I could be inside on a Saturday and a Sunday when I was doing stuff, man.
Oh, man.
I got a lot going on.
Wednesday, we need it to be nice. We've got our first Blues, Summertime Blues at the Deltaplex. We're excited about that.
We're very excited about that, especially the Freedom Cruise part about that, too. At least I am, because last year I didn't understand all the things, and it was our second or third year working with Freedom Cruise, and there's so many different things going on. So what defines Freedom Cruise? It's too confusing for me. There's too much. And then I saw the presentation for the family of the fallen soldier of the gentleman from Texas, Dallas, who's the artist that captured his spirit in a portrait, in an oil painting, and he presented it to the family. And we're doing it again. We're doing it again for one of, quote unquote, our own. And they will do the presentation on stage during the intermission of our first Summertime Blues. So Tommy Castro takes the stage at 7 o'clock, and then our first break, we'll do this with Freedom Cruise. And I, if you're a vet, if you have any ounce of patriotism in you, I strongly encourage you to be there, because this is something that is so important to the family, and they share it with everyone. And then you realize, well, this guy, you know, you haven't forgot about this young boy who died, who gave his life for our country. And then instead of his parents just being given a flag, the guy made a painting of him. He interviews all the people that he was deployed with, the people that he was in his group or troop, and then family members as well. He comes to your house and he looks at all the pictures of the kid growing up, and then he paints a picture that encapsulates this gentleman's spirit, and then he hands it to the family so they have something to display.
Very nice.
And it is so moving. You're just going, my gosh, this is so cool that this is taking place. And this guy goes from city to city to city. And for us to have him like 3 years in a row is how impressed he is with what Freedom Cruise is about here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And so he's bringing the portrait here on Wednesday, and it will be presented to the family during our intermission of
this very Wednesday.
Yep, June 15th, Tommy Castro and the Painkillers.
Very excited.
So, man, it's a special one. There's no doubt about that. We've got a lot talking about Freedom Cruise. We'll have Tom Antorian on Wednesday.
Cool.
He'll tell us more about it, because they're doing a classic car show starting Tuesday, tomorrow night. They're doing a golf outing on Friday. They're doing a lot of other things. And the idea is, on Saturday, we're all going to gather at the Americans Veterans Home. And we've got a couple of great bands. We've got Tetrad, our friends, starting at about 3:30 on a Saturday afternoon. Absolutely free. They're going to play a couple of hours. And then Greg Nagy, who's a friend of the station and a great blues guitar player, singer-songwriter with a great band. So they're playing for free, and we're honoring then the Korean veterans, Korean War, as well as World War II. So
that's this Saturday.
That's what Freedom Cruise is about. So there's a lot happening, and I encourage you to take the time to kind of go to our websites. There's links to Freedom Cruise as to what's going on, and wave the flag. Be proud. Be an American. No doubt about it, especially now more than ever. It is time for Dead or Alive. Pearl Jam tickets up for grabs at Amtrak Passage to and from. A couple of nights stay in Chicago with some walking around money. All you have to do is tell us the person in question, are they dead or are they alive? Because if they're alive, you're in. If they're dead,
no, whatever you think,
you're out. 459-9797, caller number 8 this morning, Laura. Toll free 1-800-882-WLAV. We'll do that next. We go to the phones. We have a contestant. I believe it is Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. You haven't won anything in the last 30 days, right?
No.
Okay, great. We're going to see whether you get I'm alive or I'm dead. Still alive. We're going to see if you get that for Pearl Jam tickets, okay?
Okay.
A chance to win them anyway to go on a trip to Chicago.
Okay, are you ready? Here we go.
She's ready.
I'm ready.
Bob Barker, dead or alive?
Bob Barker is alive.
Are you sure?
Yep.
She's right.
Yeah, he
Bob is. Barker's alive and well.
He's 92.
92.
Yep. Dorothy.
92.
Remember his wife, Dorothy Jo? She used to be on Truth or Consequences all the time with him. Truth or Consequences. She died back in 1981.
He's the big spay and neuter stuff, right?
Yep.
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 And so you are registered now to go see Pearl Jam in Chicago.
There you go. Congratulations,
right
Marilyn.
You.
Right on is right. Thank you. Hang on a second. We'll get all this pertinent information.
Yep.
LAV. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, we are out and about on Friday. What are we doing, Michelle? We're giving away a lawnmower. I drove by. They put the sign up. They put that neon pink sign, Tony Gates Live. Friday. I went by, last Friday, and the track wasn't, it's mowed, but they haven't set up the hay bales yet.
Okay.
Or the straw.
Well, it's called Father Mows Best, and it's at Weingarts. That's 11875 Northland Drive, or right where...
M57 there? Which is exit Greenville 14 Road. Mile Road. Yeah. Greenville Road, 14 Mile Road, and Northland Drive meet.
It's we do this every year, riding lawnmower competition. We're going to be down there at 7 o'clock. That's when it starts. We'll be there when the show starts, but it starts, the races start at 7 o'clock.
We start broadcasting at 6.
Yep, the best timer on the track wins a new Cub Cadet tractor worth $2,000.
Now, people were asking me all kinds of questions. I was out at Cabela's over the weekend, and they said, now, do we bring our own mower? I'm going, no, that's not fair. No, you all drive the same lawnmower. Now, sometimes in the past, the guys that came in, the last guy last year, the last guy, remember, the guy had waited for like 2 hours because he had the best time and he thought it was his.
Yep.
And the gentleman came in and like with 5 minutes left to go, he drove it around the track and he beat him by like 2 seconds. And then one other time, the guy said, well, the track was better in the early morning. And so, you know what? It is what it is.
But. Right.
And then that guy comes up to me and goes, well, I tip in like a 280. Am I at a disadvantage? And I said,
yeah.
You expect me to say no? No, no, you're a lot bigger than I am.
But also, if you don't want to wait around, let's say you got to be at work at a certain time, head to WLAV.com to pre-register. We also have front of the line passes we're going to be giving away this week.
Front of the line!
Front row! Pardon me.
And the idea is if you nick a bail going around a turn, hairpin turn or something like that, they deduct a point, a second or two or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's been done the same way for every year that we've done it. And then somebody wins a brand new Cub Cadet lawnmower, man. What's it valued at? $1,997?
Just about two. Yeah, there it is.
$1,997. That's
nice.
A sweet deal. The guy goes, well, how long will it take? I said, as long as it takes you to get it on the track. Yeah. Do it on your lunch hour.
While you're there, you can check out their sweet Father's Day sale, too. Nice.
You know what? That's where I told you. You can pick up a chainsaw for like $170. $179. Mm-hmm. Nice steel or Husqvarna. They got the smaller ones, and then they got all the Mac Daddy ones, and they've got everything you need. Those you can turn on a dime mowers, you name it. They've got it going on. Plus, they fix stuff. Plus, bring your blade. Bring your mower blade, and they'll sharpen it while you wait. I like
what?
That. Yeah. Just sharpen it while you wait. I said, well, when do I come back and pick this up? And they said, well, stick around. It'll be done in 2 minutes.
Father mows best at WLAV.com.
But does he?
I don't know.
That's not to say that a woman can't come and try.
Or a service.
Maybe she's going to win it for her dad. Her husband, who's a dad.
I try it every year, too, and I always I get a pretty good click going, and then I...
You know what? Your speed should be faster this year.
Yeah.
Because I'm
last year it was like...
You're carrying less,
the trailer.
Less of a load there.
Imagine if we put a big garbage bag of rocks in a trailer. That's what it was like last year. Now you should be zipping around there.
You're a big garbage bag of rocks.
You should have it on 2 wheels. There's no shifting.
Oh,
you're not shifting. No.
I hit that bail on that last curve.
I know you did.
That's
I know.
It's like kidney shaped. It's tough. It's tough to get around. But you can join us Friday morning. We're doing the whole show up there. Gonna be fun.
Thanks, Weingarts.
Thank you.
Tony Gates Morning Show, Classic Radio 97 LAV on a Monday morning. It is the 13th of June. Good morning. 2 days away from our first summertime blues. Excited about that. Tommy Castro, especially.
Very excited.
The intermission with the presentation of the portrait for Freedom Cruise. Encourage you to be there.
Fun.
A lot going on. Details available, I hope, at WLAB.com. We have got three stories to get to. I have rewritten the headlines for my entertainment. You may choose one. Eddie, I believe it's your turn.
I am ready, sir.
Number one. No, you're doing it wrong. Number one. No, you're doing it wrong. Number two, lost and found. How may I help you? Lost and found. How may I help you?
How may I help you?
And number three, it's probably a fake call. Relax yourself. Relax yourself. It's probably a fake call. Lost and found. How may I help you? Or no, you're doing it wrong. Where you want to go?
No, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong,
doing
man.
Doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. There's a guy that got carjacked over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Yep. San Antonio.
Yeah.
And the guy, the carjacked him, kind of overlooked the fact that he was driving a stick shift.
Oh.
So now he makes the guy get out, and he's going to take off, but he can't get the car, and he doesn't know what to do. He stalls the car.
Pole position.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Should have learned.
So he made the driver get back in and teach him how to drive a stick. He said, I was trying to explain to him about the clutch, but he didn't understand. I pretty much had to show him how to steal my car. For several minutes, the carjacker was confused. He tried to learn how to use the stick. When that failed, he got desperate. He said, I can't do this. You drive.
Oh, God.
So he made the guy drive about 10 minutes, the carjacker threatening to shoot him every minute while digging through the glove compartment and wallet. They headed down a particular road in San Antonio, then they turned up to another road, and that's when the owner of the car said that the carjacker decided that he could drive faster and told me to stop. So I let him drive, and that's when he crashed into a fence.
Oh, boy.
A fitting end.
Especially on a hill. That's a tough thing.
Sure is.
Stick on a hill.
So they ran. The guy got out of the car and ran. And his sister somehow was made aware that there was an issue or a problem or was waiting for him or looking for him. Anyway, she picked him up and gave him a ride.
Oh, that's nice.
But yeah, the carjacker reportedly broke into this other guy's house, leaving a trail of blood and broken glass. And then when they found him, he tried to flee. They drew their tasers, and that was the end of that. Mm. So yeah, he said it could have been far worse. But you know what? Now my nice shiny car has got, I need a new quarter panel. The passenger side fender is dented in, and the passenger side wheel is covered in scratches. But that's better than getting shot.
You ever been tased? Ever?
No.
Tase me, bro.
Been tased?
I hate to jinx it. No,
tasered?
I have not. No, I have not.
We had a guy on the air.
Why would I be tased?
Well, just to see what it feels like.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to volunteer for that.
I was all set. I was in line to do it.
I was ready to leave deer camp because they threatened to put a dog collar on me while I was sleeping. They wanted me to try to see how bad the
collar?
Shock was. And
yeah.
I was the only one that wouldn't do it. I said, you guys are idiots.
Well, a guy on the radio who did afternoons for us decided he was going to get tased. And we were all there going, okay, this will be, let's see, because then I'll do it next. After watching him. Bye-bye. Well, yeah, pretty
What movie
harsh.
Is where the guys get caught doing something? And I think it's one of our favorite actors. And his stupid partner says, well, how can we get out of this? And they're going, well, we're going to teach a class on tasing later this afternoon. Can we tase you? And they go, well, sure, how bad could that be? And they tase him right in the crotch.
Oh. Yeah, that's bad.
I have not. Would you volunteer?
I did volunteer until I saw a guy do it. No. No. You should see what
you're going to go into a cardiac arrest.
No, this guy dropped. He was like, nah.
No thanks.
I'm out. Thank you.
It's too symbolic of relationships with the strings attached in your state of like...
tasing.
Yeah.
This wasn't a string one. This is just one that you put on like... You just put...
Oh, you hold the taser, handheld taser gun against the guy with the arc?
Yeah.
Usually on the neck?
Yeah. Yeah, that's... he fell. He fell and he thought, oh, no problem. I can handle it. I mean, he wasn't right for about a day.
Boy, ain't right.
Yeah, he ain't right.
Classic Rock 97 LAV, good morning. It is time for Michelle McCormick's and, her edition of Tinseltainment on this Monday morning. What have you got?
President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump had to say a lot about the deadliest mass shooting in American history yesterday. President Obama called it, quote, an act of terror and an act of hate. This is the 18th time the president has had to speak after a mass shooting since he took office. In the face of hate and violence, we will love one another. We will not give in to fear. Hillary Clinton issued a statement saying we need to redouble our efforts to defend our country from threats at home and abroad. And Donald Trump is under fire for saying,
I told you so.
Basically, that's what he said. I'm trying to find the quote. Donald Trump, appreciate the congrats for being right. I appreciate the congrats for being right on radical Islamic terrorists. I don't want congrats. I want toughness and vigilance. So, and a lot of people are coming after him for saying the I told you so thing. A lot of famous people have tweeted. The Tony Awards began with a tribute with the Orlando shooting victims about that. And I think we have that over there, T3.
All around the world, people are trying to come to terms with the horrific events that took place in Orlando this morning on behalf of the whole theater community and every person in this room. Our hearts go out to all of those affected by this atrocity. All we can say is you are not on your own right now. Your tragedy is our tragedy. Theater is a place where every race, creed, sexuality, and gender is equal, is embraced, and is loved. Hate will never win. Together, we have to make sure of that. Tonight's show stands as a symbol and a celebration of that principle. This is the Tony Awards.
Some celebrities did the whole military weapons belong in the military. Other celebrities went the love and support route. So you can see those. Those are all over Twitter. Billy Crystal did his Muhammad Ali impression at Ali's funeral on Friday. Cut one.
Everybody's talking about George Foreman. I want to talk about George Foreman. George Foreman's ugly. He's so slow. George was slow. I come on, voop, voop, voop. And then I rope-a-dope, I rope-a-dope George, and I'm still fast at 33 years of age. I'm so fast I can turn up the lights, be in my bed before the room gets dark.
And he said afterwards, they interviewed him, and he said he hemmed and hawed whether he should do it, but he thought Ali would want me to do it. They were very, very close friends. Bill Clinton also spoke at that.
Finally, after all the years that we had been friends, my enduring image of him is like a little reel in three shots. The boxer I thrilled to as a boy. The man I watched take the last steps to light the Olympic flame when I was president. I'll never forget it. I was sitting there in Atlanta. By then we knew each other. By then I felt it. I had some sense of what he was living with, and I was still weeping like a baby, seeing his hand shake and his leg shake, and knowing by God he was going to make those last few steps. No matter what it took, the flame would be lit, the fight would be won, the spirit would be affirmed. I knew it would happen.
A lot of people there on Friday.
And then this, the children whose lives he touched, the young people he inspired. It's the most important thing of all.
Bryant Gumbel, Billy Crystal, Bill Clinton, of course, Spike Lee, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mike Tyson, Will Smith, just to name a few. And there was another shooting over the weekend. A former Voice finalist, Christina Grimme, was murdered while signing autographs after a show late Friday night. Some 27-year-old lunatic.
Just outside of Orlando, right?
Drove 100 miles to kill her, but they don't know why. And yeah, that's very sad. Hey, I don't know if you watched CBS this morning, but they did a whole feature on the Grateful Dead touring again as the Dead & Company. And John Mayer and Bob Weir are out selling out shows everywhere with Dead & Company right now. And here's John talking to CBS yesterday about why he wanted to get in on this project.
I have so much more connection with my guitar now than I think I ever had. This solidifies musician over celebrity. It roots me in the thing I love the most. The reason I wanted to be in this band was to be able to interact with it live. It would be what I imagine an actor saying, I really want to be in a scene with Pacino.
You see, Bob Weir, he had a dream, and his dream was they were all on stage playing music, and he looked over, and John Mayer was gray, and Bob Weir was 20 feet behind himself, and himself wasn't him, it was a younger guy. And he said, I believe the music's going to go on long after I'm dead, and that's why we're doing this project. Kind of a cool interview.
John Mayer is a heck of a guitar player.
Extremely amazing.
So that can only be good. I mean, when Hornsby toured with him, that was great. I was grateful. Thank you. And then now John Mayer. I'm not a big John Mayer fan. And there's a lot of women that he...
Right. I like him. I mean, I love his music, and I think he's a hell of a guitar.
But I would go see that. I would see Bob Weir, because he can still sing. You know, he's still singing a lot of the great Grateful Dead songs, and then you've got arguably a better guitar player than Jerry Garcia, but no one can replace Jerry, but that's a pretty darn good pick.
Harrison Ford's doctor played the Indiana Jones theme before his colonoscopy.
Nice. That made you feel good?
I love that. I love that. And finally, there's some more NBA Finals drama. Draymond Green will miss Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight after hitting LeBron James in the junk in Game 4. He needs to stop hitting guys in junk. That's what they
said. Well, it's effective if you get away with it.
Conjuring 1, Conjuring 2, one over that looks so scary. One at the
hurts.
Box office.
I don't care what you're wearing down there.
And when it hurts, donut.
Get your cage rattled.
When it hurts, donut.
Take your breath away.
When it hurts, donut.
Especially if you're elevated. You're going up, you're off your feet.
All righty.
It's hard to get the body under control back down. You know what I'm saying?
Just saying. Conjuring 2 won out at the box office. Warcraft came in second. Now You See Me 2 was in third. That's your Tinseltainment Report. You're welcome.